In with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network, this is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. It's brought to you in part by the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee invests one penny per bushel of Colorado's corn towards research, market development, education, and outreach to better the industry for Colorado's corn producers and ultimately protect the future of agriculture. Learn more at ColoradoCorn.com. 2019 marks the 82nd year of the National Western Stock Show's Catch-A-Calf Contest. That long-running program is an important part of the National Western, and not only gives youth the opportunity to learn about animal husbandry, but also to compete at the National Western itself. Participants of the program must first catch a calf during one of the National Western Stock Show rodeo performances, then they return in May of next year to see their project, and they're required to feed and care for their animals until the following year's stock show in 2020. Now, at that time, participants will bring their steers to be evaluated based on their rate of gain, appearance, and carcass. Participants must also submit a record book, participate in an interview, and also compete in showmanship. The overall Grand and Reserve Grand Champion and Catch-A-Calf steers are then eligible for the auction of Junior Livestock Champions. The National Western Stock Show Catch-A-Calf program would not be possible without generous sponsors, so participants are also required to send their monthly correspondence to their sponsors. It's a practical beef cattle management educational program, and it's open to 4-H members from Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, and Nebraska that are between the ages of 12 and 19 as of December 31st of this year. New this year, there's an online application that applicants must complete. You can find it at nationalwestern.com, and then click on the Catch-A-Calf Contest tab. There's also a form that applicants must print off and sign along with their parent, guardian, and extension agent. The form and online application are both due by December 1st. And in case you missed the last couple of ag events the barn provided webcasts of, the Farm Foundation eConnectivity Listening Session on September 20th, or the Colorado FFA Foundation's 2018 Blue Jacket Society Ceremony on Saturday, September 22nd at the Cobank Center for Ag Education at RDEC in Fort Collins, you can check out the webcast archives for both online at livestream.com/barnmedia. Colorado Livestock Association members are cattle and sheep feeders, cow-calf producers, dairy farmers, swine operations, and industry partners. They work on behalf of their members in the regulatory and legislative arenas in Colorado. To learn more and become a member of the Colorado Livestock Association, please visit coloradolivestock.org.
You know what really brings the flavor? Pork. And with recipes like honey balsamic glazed ham, crispy pork cutlets, and tender baked loin chops, you can bring the flavor simply and deliciously. All for a great value. Who knew it was so easy to bring as much to the table? Well, now you do. So head to your grocer's meat case, pick up some pork, and visit pork.org/cooking for recipe ideas and more.
Brought to you by your Colorado Pork Producers Council. Learn more online at copork.org. For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.